So the local and European elections are due to be held on Friday, May the 24th. And with the population of the country becoming more and more diverse, it's perhaps not surprising that candidates for election are too. And we're joined this morning by three non-Irish candidates who are running in the local elections. Okezie Emwaga, originally from Nigeria, will be running in Balbriggan for Fine Gael. Yulia Guman from Ukraine will be running for Labour in Swords. And Abdul Kalam Azad Talukder from Bangladesh will be running for Fianna Fáil in Limerick City West. Guys, you're all very welcome. Okezie, I'll start with you. And it was quite a traumatic incident that brought you to Ireland in the first place, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed. It was the shooting by the assailants who felt it was necessary to kill the person that was providing resources for the Christian evangelists. So they came after me and they shot me.
Where were you shot?
I was shot on the forehead here, and there's still some pellets buried inside my skull, and I lost my left eye to that.
Okay, but you were probably a very lucky man in one way?
Yes, indeed, I was.
So you came to Ireland, you went into the Direct Provision Centre, and how did you find the Direct Provision Centre?
I found it to be a very boring place where people were fed and left to wander, and that brought with it challenges of people being bored and then engaging themselves in various bad behaviours, from molestations, sexual molestations, to quarrels.
And this is what happens when people have no purpose in life, essentially, that you can give people food and shelter, but people need a purpose as well, don't they?
People were fed real good meals, especially considering where they were coming from, but then there was no agenda for the day. Come in, have your meals, and sign your name, and off you go.
And this was kind of the beginning of you getting involved in politics, with local politics, if you will, because you started making suggestions as to how to make the place more livable for people, didn't you?
That is fact. In the chaos that was developing, I went up to the manager to say, but I see that people are fed and they are not given anything to do. Why is that? They said, well, it's not our job. And I said, well, you will definitely have to keep with this because you can't give people food. And by then, I had already established a relationship with Volunteering Ireland, where I translated an aspect of their website to the local dialect of Igbo language. And I said, can I get your permission to liaise, to link up these people into Volunteering Ireland. He also asked me then, what more do you think can be done? I said, well, if you can provide the resources to set up a computer room here where we can begin to teach people how to use basic computer skills. If we can get some sporting equipment in the yard where people can exercise themselves, and even especially for the children, then you could see that there can be some order and people can have a little purpose. And thankfully they approved that, and I got that rolling, and that was the beginning of my several relationship with several NGOs, volunteering for them and linking up other inmates to various NGOs.
Okay. Abul Kalam Azad Talukder, we call you Azad, I believe.
Azad, that's right.
So Azad, why did you come to Ireland?
It's short answer for better life. And I'm so happy I chose to come to Ireland. And I came around 19 years ago. And I raised my children. My children born here, they grow here. And
in Limerick?
In Limerick, yes.
And I believe you started out as a barman, but now
right.
you're a kind of successful businessman. You've been through lots of businesses.
Not lots of businesses, but I have a small business, involved a few different things. But basically, I into the politics because it's my family background. My family background, even in Bangladesh, my father was involved in the politics and my grandfather was involved in politics. We are always with people. And that's the way I born. It is in my blood. And when I first came in Ireland, and I was involved few sports organizations, especially cricket. And the migrant people we organize every year. I'm part of one of the organizer. We organize the soccer tournament. We organize the badminton tournament, And we do the Morgan Association, we do the kind of picnic, and a lot of other things I always involved with.
And Asad, you came to Limerick how long ago?
I came 19 years ago.
And I imagine, has Limerick changed hugely? Ireland wasn't a very diverse place
no.
20 years
yeah,
ago, was
I can give you one example. When I first came to Limerick, there's the one Asian grocery shop. There's the, some doctor, her, his wife, used to run one little shop in Limerick in Roses Street. Now we have more than 35 shops in Limerick. Grocery shop. That's one example I can say how it's progressed, how it changed.
And would you say, are they all the various communities quite well integrated down in Limerick?
It is, but we have a lot more to do. A lot more to do. And yes, we are very close each other. Yes.
I believe you're sending your kids to Gael School, is that right?
No, my daughter go to this normal school, but younger daughter, she's still only three, she go to preschool, she going to the Gaelic school.
I admire your ambition, Azad, because I know a lot of Irish parents won't send their kids there because they're afraid they won't be able to do the homework yeah. with them, but you're confident?
Yes, but my daughter, she's the sixth class now, and in parents' meeting, her teacher told me she's very good in the Gaelic. She's one of the best in her class. Even her both parents doesn't speak in Gaelic. We have not even little word for Gaelic, but my daughter doing very good.
So you never have to help with the homework. Fantastic.
Yeah. Especially Gaelic, yeah. But we do other, yes.
And Yulia, you live in Swords now, but you've lived in various places around Ireland, haven't you? Why did you come here originally?
Hi, Brendan. I live in Swords for more than one and a half years. And initially, I came to Ireland 4 years ago. And our first town was Monaghan. And where I lived for 1 year. I came to Ireland with my husband, who is a doctor working here in Dublin. And I joined my husband, so I had two options. Like, I was applying for jobs, and I had two options, to sit at home or to do some activities, because I got an issue with STEM 3, that non-EU people, they need a separate work permit. And facing these kind of barriers, I became more active with
so
my
Ukrainian
community.
So the partners of people who are brought here, who get into Ireland on like special skills visas or whatever, their partners are not allowed work, is that correct?
They need a separate work permit, and it is a barrier for families to start working in Ireland and basically integrate. So facing this issue, I joined the Association of Ukrainians in Ireland, and shortly I became a development director and member of the board. And I've been working on several projects, initiating, for example, a campaign for direct flights from Dublin to Kyiv, which is going to start this year, and been working with a team of people. And later, last year, I got into a training scheme with Councillor Duncan Smith. I was selected by the Immigrant Council of Ireland. I was one of five people who was selected for the scheme. And I got to know into the politics. I was working at Leinster House closely with Brendan Ryan TD. And I got to know how politics works here in Ireland. So being more interested in politics back in Ukraine, that when I was studying at school, I was active helping, canvassing and giving leaflets, helping people to register for elections. So I got a great opportunity to join here in Ireland because, for example, last year I did not know that I can even vote here. But this year I'm running for election in Swords. So after my training scheme with the councillor, I joined the Labour Party.
Why the Labour Party?
Yeah, because I was selected by the Labour, and initially I was thinking which party to join, and I was researching, like, I did not know about different parties, and I had several opportunities, but I was selected by the Labour, and now I feel like I'm really lucky because team is amazing and people are really great. They support each other, and I was really warm welcomed, and I feel that I have a great support from the Labour Party.
And Azad, you're running for Fianna Fáil.
That's right.
Why Fianna Fáil?
Fianna Fáil, when I first came, and I used to go to the different political party leaders for the help, for the not only myself, because a lot of individually people used to come to me. Then I go to the different leader, and I always find very warm welcome from the Fianna Fáil leaders. I can mention a few names, Willie Woody, and President Mayor James Collins, and especially I have to mention that Niall Collins is very, very helpful. And it's not only for me, all the people, whenever I saw, they go to him and he always helpful. That's why, you know, personally, when I feel who can help the people, that's their, because ideological-wise, I don't know much different when first I start politics in 2004. I don't know much different in between all the party, but...
Well, that's our secret in this country. Yeah. We don't talk about it anymore, yeah. But I guess when you come in as an outsider, you probably do notice that they're all... Yeah, they're in quite a narrow band,
and
right?
Yeah, that's why who help for people, who stand for people, I think that's the right
party. So you went for the one you felt was being most helpful to you. And O'Casey, it was you were kind of casually working just for expenses. You were distributing free newspapers and that kind of led you into politics then?
Yes, I was. I distributed during the first TD campaign for Senator Riley James, and it was more of when you come into the direct provision, your day is not planned, so you want something. Especially coming from my background, I didn't come as a novice into Ireland. I had skills. I left as an area manager in British American Tobacco. So this is the trauma of my shooting cut short my profession, my career. So coming into here with all those skills, it was very boring. So I needed a way to keep myself active. So that's where the volunteering came in, and that's also how working for Dr. Riley during the campaign came in.
And tell me, who was it who approached you to start working for Dr. Riley?
A lady first came to me while I was there in Portmanock train station and asked if I would be interested, and I said yes. Then the next day, another lady came and said, "You are okay, Z?" I said yes. I said, "Okay, hop into the car." And off we went, and we did she would park the car at the beginning of the street, and I'll walk down and I'll do the drops and come back. And at the end of the day, I learned that she was Mrs. Nora Owen, the former Justice Minister. And just like they were talking about how they came into politics, the welcome I got from her was more important to me than any other thing, especially when you come into a new place, you feel completely alone and lost. So, but when you find such a highly placed person coming down at your level and relating with you, you and especially given where I was coming from, it would be unheard of that I would be interacting with such a highly placed person. So from there, we went on, you know, it was the beginning of so many things. The interest to now work in the community became very, very emboldened.
And O'Casey, are you attracted to Fine Gael's politics specifically?
I am. I very much subscribe to everything Fine Gael. I believe so much in hard work. I believe so much in being empowered to be my best. I come from Nigeria. There is no social welfare in Nigeria. So I can't speak for people from different places, but I can speak about Nigeria, that if you don't have the ability to provide for yourself, you are left cold. So Fine Gael believes in empowering the people.
So you're the people who get up early in the morning.
That is the way to go. Not just me, but every human being needs to wake up in the morning. And that's also what brings me to politics. Politics is, for me in Ireland, as a migrant, it's not just about us coming in and sitting down and complaining, this is not happening, that is not happening. We need to join in building up Ireland. Ireland has invested hugely in diversity. We need to join to build up Ireland. The only thing is...
So it's about making a contribution back to this country.
I'm sold completely on that.
So I presume you've all been out doing a bit of canvassing, O'Casey?
Yes, I have.
Now, you're in it's never an enviable position at midpoint in a government to be out canvassing on behalf of the government. What kind of a reaction are you getting at the doors?
The first is for me to understand where I am in the scheme of things. I'm local. So it's not my job to talk about the children's hospital, the nurses' strike. but they come anywhere on the doors. So the thing is for me to, what I try to do is to take the feedback from the people when they come, and I pass it on to the elected representatives to deal if there are things that need immediate attention or for them to respond to it officially. So, but as by way of a backlash, I wouldn't say there has been a real backlash on me as a person, and I recognise also.
And in terms of your race, do you get any undertones of racism from people?
I am not so much somebody who goes looking at that tag of race, because I believe that you can define it in different ways. That I don't agree with you doesn't mean you are racist against me. My personal experience in Ireland has been that people, when you pass your message correctly, they understand you. A few times I've knocked on doors and people have said, no, I'm not interested, or don't put that through my door hole. I take them back and say thank you. I recognize that people are entitled to their privacy, to their space. So for me, I don't see that as racism.
Asad, have you experienced much racism in Ireland?
No, personally, I didn't much, but I'm angry with my friend just told that. Racism actually is all different perspective, the racism. You can find anywhere. You can find anywhere, but we're very lucky in Ireland is not that place. But I cannot totally say that we're not facing any racism. There is. But all I can say, whoever racist, they need to change. And the most of the Irish people, they are not racist. That's the majority of Irish people, they need to stand. Same like people like you, journalists, all the political party, they have to stand, they have to kind of educated them to, you know, what is the bad for racist and what is the good if you're not racist. You must stand for the good name for Irish. And Irish have very, very, very good reputation all over the world.
And Yulia, have you experienced racism in Ireland?
No, never. I've been canvassing for re-election of Michael De Higgins and many times for different occasions with Councillor Duncan Smith, and people are really good and welcoming. The only thing, they get mini clinics on the street. They want to solve their problems, but never any issue with racism.
Okay, well, look, let's end on that positive note. Azad, Okezie and Yulia, thank you very much, and good luck to you all in your respective campaigns.